Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we give you praise today. We worship you, sir. You said, Lord Jesus, in the Gospel of John, 10th chapter, 14th verse, my words are not my own, for it is the Father that dwells, or the Father that lives within me. He does the works. And then you said, he that keeps my commandment, he it is that loves me. My Father will love him, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. And you will, because of our faith, manifest yourself in this studio today and in this vast radio and television audience all over the world. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm already excited. So
yes, sir.
Yeah, me too. Oh, and would you welcome Professor Greg Stevens to this studio again today?
Thank you, sir.
And again, today. Yeah. I don't know how many of these we've done. But it's all of it on covenant. We started out doing 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
And the tangible anointing got so heavy in here, nobody wanted to leave. Mm-hmm. And now there's been times we've done more, but it was necessary because of timing and so forth. This was the first time that we had to do more because we were not finished. So we did another week, just right away. Mm-hmm. And then we did another week. And I don't know how many this is now, but it's good.
It's good.
And it just keeps getting better and better, the strength of it, because it's inexhaustible.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
We're more honored to have you, Dr. Stevens. Don't you ever forget that.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Because you know things we don't know. You know things that we're hungry to learn because of the time you spent in the first covenant. And you can look at my Bible and tell where I spent all the time. Mm-hmm. This end's worn out. This is brand new.
Yeah. Yeah.
It, you know, this has got a few marks in it. This one's marked up until you can't read it anymore. That's where I spent my time. You spent yours over here. And the Lord, I'm saying this for the benefit of the television audience, there's a lot of people, since we went on direct, we have a lot of new people and that haven't heard of these things before. But the Lord directed Greg, Professor Stevens, he's professor of First Covenant in KCBC, Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Every time I hear that, it's strange to me. My name on a Bible college? Yeah. Thank God.
Yes, amen. Thank God.
Anyway.
I started because I wanted to be a disciple of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I need to be there. I need to be there when he was talking. What did he know?
And why?
And why? And I asked a lot of questions, and so I started studying it like, well, I was a disciple.
I'm an investigator. And this is just the way the Lord put me together. And I'm looking for, it goes back to the first days. I was still a student at Oral Roberts University. I was 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And was almost immediately introduced to Brother Hagin's ministry. And for the first time, I heard the phrase, revelation knowledge, not the book of Revelation, revelation knowledge and sense knowledge. Knowledge revealed of the Word by the Spirit of God inside your spirit, and you see things, you're the same way, just on the different end of the book. But I'm looking for the revelation of it. Where is it going in the spirit? And it expands and expands and expands. And I'll never forget the Sunday afternoon in one of Brother Hagin's seminars, 10-day seminars, I heard spirit and soul and body. I sat there with my mouth hung open, and I thought, that just explained the whole Bible to me.
It did.
I thought the soul and the spirit were the same thing. Mm-hmm. So did 98% of all the rest of the born-again, tongue-talking Christians. They are not. You are a spirit. You have a soul, and you live in a physical body. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's go over to Genesis chapter 1, and let's read first from the King James Scriptures. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. I want to get to that because here's the thing. God never changes. Never. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, listen to this from Young's literal. Now, this is from Dr. Robert Young, the author of the concordance, Young's analytical concordance of the Bible. And then in a moment, I'll tell you where I got the rest of this. In the beginning of God's preparing the heavens and the earth. Now, don't read. Just listen to me. The earth hath existed waste and void, and darkness is on the face of the deep. The Spirit of God fluttering on the face of the Word, the waters, and God said, let light be, and light is. We were in a meeting way in the early days of this ministry. We were meeting in a church in our morning services and in the city auditorium at night. The board of the church where we were meeting really got crosswise with me and what I was preaching, particularly on prosperity, anything that had to do with prosperity. They had a meeting and decided they were going to tell us that we could no longer use their facility. I picked it up in the spirit. And so our team was already out there looking for a place to have morning service. And I preached that last morning in there, and I just let those folks know that I knew what they were doing. I won't go into all that, but anyway. They found a local synagogue, and they asked the rabbi, if we could use the synagogue for our morning services. Mm. He said, of course you can. Mm. And so the first morning, I got there a little early, you know. I was so excited about this. And I met him, and he called me Brother Copeland. And he said, now, he took me into his study. And he said, Brother Copeland, just help yourself. I just kind of went silly, and I got the chills on me again. And I found it in his writings, and it literally said, light be, light was. Now, I wanted you to get that because of his M.O. Now, I'll get off of there. Let's go to the second chapter. And And the professor's going to be reading out of the Chumash. You want to tell him what the Chumash is?
The Chumash means five. It's the printed form of the Torah with commentary, the first five books. And so it's 1/5 Torah. It's not on a scroll. It's printed in a book. And so that's what I have here.
Okay.
Genesis, what, 2?
Yeah, this is Genesis 2. Look at Genesis 2:7. The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now read that that I have
highlighted here.
Highlighted.
This soul made man a living being, which defines as a speaking spirit.
He made Adam.
Amen.
A speaking spirit like God.
Yeah, it goes on accordingly, the life that is unique to man, which is only to God.
A speaking spirit like God. Of course, he was exactly like God.
My God.
Now, the reason the Lord was very specific about, because we're moving into the covenants of God. But I wanted you to see something. 99% of the ideas about the creation of man and so forth, you know, were imagination. Mm-hmm. There's not anything wrong with that. But like you're like me, I know you've seen it and it looked good to me, that in imagining this, that man just formed up out of the dust of the ground and there he was. Well, that's the imagination of it. And when I saw this and I saw that, I began to, no. No, he never changes.
Mm-mm.
I literally saw this. Now, guys, I'm going to have Greg and I stand up, so I'll let you know beforehand. I saw this in a vision very plainly. I saw the Lord had this gray, lifeless body completely formed. They were exactly the same height. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That always bothered me. Mm. How did he do that? Like that? No. Turn on this. Mm-hmm. They were face to face like this. Mm-hmm. Man be in our likeness, in our image. Mm-hmm. Be. The breath hit him right here. And he was alive,
mm-hmm.
looking God right in the face.
My God.
And he saw himself. And God saw himself, and it was good.
Wow.
And he became a living, speaking spirit,
wow.
just like God. He had the mind of God. And he personally named every living thing. There's 500,000 bugs. I mean, come on, wait.
Praise God. That's powerful.
But he and God's heart were communing together. They didn't have to say anything out loud. God think it, he thought it and said it. Can you see that? Now, that is vitally important in our imaginations. Because we can see God's purpose and we can see how he does everything. Mm-hmm. Now we know why that we read from the book of Isaiah.
Yes, sir.
In that 52nd chapter, where or the 51st chapter, Hearken to me, you that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence you were hewn, and to the hole of the pit which you were digged. Look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her. These are covenant words. Yes, sir. He will, He will, He will, He will.
Yes, sir.
That means He will.
Yes.
If you believe it and take it. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving in the voice of melody. Glory
Praise
be
God.
To God. He had to go back to that garden and get it back.
Yes, sir. And verse 16, I put my words in thy mouth.
Eden is right here. Didn't he say it?
Yeah.
Your days shall be like days of heaven on earth, right there in the book of Deuteronomy.
Yes, sir.
You see the will of God in all of these things. Now,
praise God.
Was there any poverty in that garden?
No, sir.
No. Shouldn't be any poverty here in our garden. We are now God's garden. The Apostle Paul said so.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
That makes me understand some things, because Lucifer sat there and watched that whole thing. That's why you understand this scripture now that says, what is man that you're mindful of him, that you would pick him up and breathe yourself into him?
Yeah.
What is this?
The angels were looking at this whole thing.
What is this?
When I saw that, there was no sound. God was speaking.
I'm going back over there, Craig. That'd be true. I remember Peter speaking on the Mount of Transfiguration. God was speaking and interrupted Peter. When he's speaking, you be quiet.
You be quiet?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Genesis 1, Genesis 2.
Yeah. And right there in that first chapter, verse 26. Now, let's transpose this over into what we found in the method of operation of God. He never changes. And God said, man, now he's speaking to him. He's licking this, this lifeless body. It's a perfect body. Mm-hmm. All it needs is a spirit in it. He created the whole body, all of it. God said, man be in our image, after our likenesses, have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. Adam did not hear that. He didn't hear that. Only God was speaking. Then, 1 second later,
he's alive.
But I wanted you to see this. Now, here's the first thing he heard. And God blessed them. God said, blessed be. Be fruitful. Multiply. Replenish the earth. Subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, every living thing that moves upon the earth. And Adam said, glory to God, I guess. That's the first thing any human ear ever heard. Be blessed. There was no curse.
The Hebrew right here, bless them, that word them, is aleph mem tav, and it's called emet. And it is the word for truth. The truth is one man and one woman. It's right there.
There it is.
It's right there. And God blessed them and said to them, truth.
Now, we've been talking about the covenant of blessing. And when I woke up, well, it started in the night last night, and I realized that we need to get to this ground right here, because this is the bedrock upon which the blessing
yes, sir.
Sits. Now, over here, he lost it.
That's right.
And God told that serpent right then, he took his legs out from under him. Mm-hmm. He said, you crawl on your belly and on the earth. In other words, you eat dirt. Mm-hmm. That is an insult above all insults. He told him to become a snake and eat dirt. You'll be under man's foot. He'll kill you.
Because man was made from dirt and elevated from it.
Yes. There you are.
We were elevated from it. He was brought down to it.
So now that we have the authority of the blessing,
sir,
we can go from there.
We were here, and we fell down to here.
Now,
all these covenants are to bring us
to
back.
To get it right back up
back
here.
Back to that spot.
Right back up here.
To that Eden spot you read in Isaiah.
Adam, like God, could see. Greg, I like to call it the light line, the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
Light be the speed of light.
Mm-hmm.
126,000 miles
per second.
Second, or thereabout.
Mm-hmm.
And some like 16 billion miles of universe in 24 hours, whatever those gigantic numbers are. And he's still expanding at speed of light. And will continue to do so until God renovates and just blows the whole thing away and recreates it, and we start over again.
Yes, sir.
But what this really was important to me, particularly in the blessing and the way we see things. Here's that light line. Above that is the speed of light. Below that is where we are. Adam was right here with God. He could see into the Spirit like God. He could see here like God. Jesus came into the earth. He's a man. He's functioning below this light line. The angels function in the Spirit. Mm-hmm. They can, at God's permission, then they... Think about it. Every molecule in this table, everything is moving all the time. But it's moving way below the speed of light. If it moved beyond the speed of light, this thing would disappear. You couldn't see it. It would be too fast. That angel, at God's permission, can slow down.
And be made manifest. See it.
Now Jesus. Or a man.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't do anything any other man. I mean, he came as a man. The Son of Man. Son of Adam. Son of blood.
Yes, sir.
But then. Raised from the dead. Supernatural man. But he said, handle me. A spirit hath not flesh and bone, no blood. All his blood's in the heavenly mercy seat.
My
All
God.
Of it is there.
Yes, sir.
He is a man again, like he is the last and the second and last Adam. That's where we're headed.
He's got a glorified physical body.
He's a glorified, and we're headed there at the great resurrection.
Yes, sir.
We're out of time.
Oh, my.
Where'd he go? Come on, Jeremy. Help Amen. Us out here, son. Glory to God. Woo, did you get anything out of that thing?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Papa. You know, our covenant of blessing brings us back to that garden spot in Eden where God declared the blessing. And God never changes. The blessing creates today just the same as it did then. And because of Jesus Christ in us, we can operate and function by faith the same way God does. And when we do, we get His results.
It's just been a really tough season. Sometimes I just feel like I'm not doing it right.
Man, I completely understand. But we don't have to earn what Jesus has already purchased for us through His covenant. We just have to receive it. You see, because you're a Christian and know your covenant with God, you know the blessing is for you. You don't have to question it.
Often we're aware of God, but are totally unaware we have a covenant relationship with Him.
Join Kenneth Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens in this 25-session series, No Longer Strangers from the Covenant of Promise, as they study the unfolding of God's covenant with us through Jesus. Available on DVD or MP3 disc. The life and sacrifice of Jesus fulfilled and restored our covenant relationship with God. Through that covenant, He's promised us redemption, healing, prosperity, protection, and wisdom. All we need to do is receive it and activate it by faith.
Unlock the secrets to obtaining the promises of God and walk in your covenant benefits with confidence. Request your free 25-message teaching series, No Longer Strangers from the Covenants of Promise, at kcm.org/victory offer. Available on DVD or MP3 disc and digital download. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is offering a brand new product, making it available on this broadcast for free. No Longer Strangers from the Covenants of Promise. It's an extensive study on your covenant with God. Kenneth Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens teach 25 messages covering both the first and second covenants. Take this exciting journey of faith with them as they study God's Word to reveal His truths and promises fulfilled. Now, this offer is for a limited time only, so go to kcm.org to get your free copy today. And then Kenneth Copeland will be at Eagle Mountain International Church live on December 31st for a very special New Year's celebration service. Come join him and Pastors George and Terry Pearson's for an exciting evening of praise and worship and, of course, the Word of God. And if you've never stepped into an atmosphere like this, one that's just charged with faith and a room full of people believing God for the very best in the coming year, it does something to you, it does something for you, and it will help set your expectation for the plan of God in the year that's to come and then beyond that. So come, get together. If you can't come be here in person, you can watch this and be a part of this service online. And whatever you do, bring in this new year in faith. Whether you're with us in person or watching online, be in faith for the very best that God has for you in the year to come. For more information about this meeting, go to kcm.org and then join us tomorrow right here on the broadcast again as Brother Copeland and Professor Greg Stevens explain how the blessing overcame the curse and legally eliminated the curse from your life. This is a message you will want to hear and hear again and again and again. Praise God. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the faithful partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victory offer to download or request your free copy of today's broadcast. Continue to grow in your faith in God and believe Him for new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.